Yeah.
We're in the middle of actually tonight it's a Gadata mostly. We're in the middle of a discussion of rabbis being matirs to bring import fruit from and vegetables from Chutz L'Aretz to Soldier and Shemitah. Until then, certain things were mutter, certain things were aser. The Rebbe's permissibility to bring in certain food during Shemitah changed the balance of the scale of balance for example, there was a halacha you're not supposed to, but let's say from the last one actually, which we did, which will lead into tomorrow, we're about to see. It's Tani. If you see the citation of Mesuras or Shas, which says Sanhedrin Pei Aleph Halacha Beis, that's in the right hand margin. Opposite on the Gemara, Tani Ein Ma'abrin. There's an asterisk there on the Gemara. Tani Ein. Yeah, the next one. Tani Ein Ma'abrin, right. Tani Ein Ma'abrin as Shona Lubish Beis. Well, it doesn't make a leap year not during Shemitah. Loma Tzoy Shemitah, nor the year after Shemitah, because that will make you wait longer for the crops to come. Because the crops only permitted after the Korban Omer. The Korban Omer is brought in Nisan after Adar. So if you add an extra Adar, it's 30 more days you have to wait for the crop. So, if you did it with the Eved, if you did it, a reason where it is valid, it is valid. Rabbi Zia Bashem Revo Ma Rabbi Zia Sears her name Rabbi Avo. By the way, I have to make this announcement for your benefit. I forgot. Totally unrelated to Gemara. I'm gonna forget later. If you know anybody in Israel now, do you know anybody in Israel right now? Till Friday is a half price sale of Merkoz Mosad Rav Kook. Everything is half price.
Of what?
All swarm half price.
Really?
Yeah. Very poor selection. Yeah, very poor selection, but whatever, but a lot of stuff, you know, like Das Mikro stuff and Shiltos and stuff like that. Everything is on sale half price, though. So, do you know anybody in Israel? This is the time to send them in to get it. Okay. So in any event, I went there a couple hours before I left Israel. I didn't have much money on me, but I spent 135 shekel there. I bought a Sefer Chassidim, a Mor Nevuchim, a couple of other things. Anyway. So that was totally irrelevant. I was paid for that advertising spot. Once Rebbe allowed the importation of vegetables, Chutz L'Aretz Eretz Yisrael, so then things changed, because then of course there was always abundant supply. So someone says, Rebbe Zim Shem Rebbe Hussein, it's before Rebbe permitted importation of vegetables. Once he permitted the importation of vegetables, the same thing applies to Shemitah as to the rest of the years of the calendar. Now, this is where we got up to. Ramey used to say, it says, Ishbo mi ba vi ishbo mi ba isho lishoa. There's an episode which happened with Elisha. Certain individual came from a place called Baal Sholisha. Vayavili Elisha came and he brought to the prophet Lechem Bikurim Begomer first fruits. And Lechem Mevakirim Be'eretz Yisrael Yoyser Baal Sholisha. Normally, the place to produce fruit or crop, the fastest is Baal Sholisha. The low beaker also mean yet that year there was such a the crops were so late that the only thing which had become ripe so far was this one type. I think it was barley there. I don't remember what type it was. Barley, only barley, and Vavi Elisha Lukimi brought it to Elisha. Amosaiyavio, where did he bring it? Bachor Omer. Obviously, brought it after Korban Omer was sacrificed. Shneimar says, "Tain lan v'yochilu, give to the nation and they shall eat." That means it was already in the middle of Nisan, and the crop was just now becoming ripe.
This is Berechim Bikurim, the first initial crop, initial produce. So therefore, that's the case. Obviously, that year's spring was very late. The spring was very late. Why didn't they just make an extra Adar to recognize that spring was late, which would have delayed Nisan? Why did they make Adar regular time? So why did it sit to need a leap month? Me name my lawyer, Elisha one and Elisha make it a leap year. So the reason it teaches us Shayush Neiravon, there were years of famine. The everybody was jumping at the granaries to get grain. So therefore, since it was a year of famine, and they were desperately waiting for the Karmel Rebbe to be brought, so they can grab whatever grain they can produce they could get, because remember, you only allow to eat from the grains of the land after the Karmel Omer is brought, so therefore, they didn't make a leap year. And from this we deduce that during famines you don't make leap years. Okay? Tani, we learned, what if Am Yisrael was Tomei? And most people have not yet made a Poraduma. Can you make a leap year in order to afford them with the opportunity to make a Poraduma in order to come to Aliyah Lerego, in order to make the pilgrimage festival to the Beis HaMikdash?
Pesach Sheni.
What?
You can make Pesach Sheni or...
Right, so do we just make... What? That's true, but if you make Pesach Betumah, then people can't eat the corn Pesach. It's only the Akrava. So we might make the question is whether, in order to actually get people to allow people to eat it, can we make a leap month? That's really the issue. In other words, yes, if we have to make a Betumah, we can even make a Betumah, but the shaila is what we should do. Okay? So, in any event, so, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Tani, we looked at a brisa. Every time it's a short name there, to me, don't that too so. You don't make a leap just because people are telling me. Rabbi Yehuda, me'aprim, we do make a leap month for that purpose. Shekei Matzid b'chitzke, we find that Chitzke did that. Shibes Hashona, he made a leap year there too because Am Yisrael was mostly Tomei. Shemar ki marbis all, most of the nation with Gomer, etc., was Tomei. Rabbi Shimon Omer, apisha odbu nisan." This is a new issue. Shin says, even though they made a second Nisan, Einomu Ubor Ella Ador. This the month which is the Iram month is only Ador. You know, they don't make Nisan. I met yesterday morning at the Kaisel. I met Rabbi Brockenstein, and he told me that he had a grandchild on Chav Gimel Ador Aleph, which was February 29th, and he rushed to the post office to get a special postmark in order to commemorate this event, because it's both a leap year and a leap day, you know, which only comes up a special leap day, right? Only comes up every 4 years. So he got all the 10 letters postmarked. When he got home, he saw that the post woman had postmarked all the letters Chof Gimel Nisan Aleph. So it's probably worth something, right? I told him it's probably very expensive. Very expensive. But in any event, so the bottom line is that you can't make any month a leap month except for Adar. Nisan cannot be the leap month. You can't make two Nisan. The Agmar says here, Shema Abi Shibu Nisan Enem Uber Elo Adar. Shema Yudu B'Shema B'Chizkiya said, that's not what, I'm sorry, but Shema Yudu B'Shema said, Chizkiya has see La Tzibur, he compelled the Tzibur, Lassos Pesach Sheni to make Pesach Sheni, which was not the right thing to do, right? Because again, as you said before, Tumot Shabbat Tzibur. So even if they're Tomei, he still should have done Pesach Rishon. He could have made a leap year, but he cannot make. He shouldn't push up everybody to Pesach Sheni as the alternative. Eastani Tani, those who learn, Ma'amis Hashanah V'Deh Tumah, you are allowed to make leap year because people are Tomei. He's tiny, tiny, those who said, "Ain ma'abrin, don't make a leap year because of Tuma." Mando Amar, he who says, the word here, the Karmei Pnei Moshe's role changes me, "Ain ma'abrin." Through the word "ain" from the next line, we're going to cut it from and paste it over here. Mando Amar, "Ain ma'abrin," he who says, you cannot make a leap year during, because of Tuma. He says,
They ate the Pesach not as is written. That's what it says there. It's a quote. So that means they did the Pesach improperly that year. In other words, they shouldn't have made up an extra month in order to be able to eat Pesach. They should have just skipped eating the Pesach that year. Umadar, he who said, take out the Ein, he who said, Ma'abrid, Ma'amakayim, Kiyachulus HaPesach. What is it with this? Which said that they ate the Pesach, and it says they are improperly local kosu. So as Gemara, what they did improperly, she'ibras nisam ve'enu mubar el ador. It's not that you can't push off because of Tumah, you can. But you have to push off during ador, not wait till nisam, because you don't make a second nisam. Okay? V'asa kaidem Rabbi Simon bar Zavdi. That's like Rabbi, how do we know that it's because of Tumah? What's the... What caused him to be Tome? It's like Mar Simon, the Barzat, he said, Gugoloso shall Arnon Ayibusi, the skull of Arnon the Jebusite, most of the times they have been found underneath the Mizbeach. That's not necessarily his skull, could have been any Goy's skull. But Arnon was the, or Aravno, as it's called in Tanakh elsewhere, was the original owner of that plot, the way the Mizbeach was ultimately built, so therefore it's called by his name. They found something there, some skull, which was Matami, everybody came into contact there. So that's what made everybody Tome. Okay? Says Gemara, Ksiva says, B'chol of Bavo, with all his heart, Eichinli Drosh Elokim, okay, Elbasot, he prepared himself to quest God, the God of his fathers, and I believe we're still talking about Chizkio. But then it says, the rest of the pasuk says, "V'lo kitaris hakodesh." In other words, he prepared himself to quest for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God of his forefathers, but not like the complete purity of holiness. So, what does it mean now, like taras hakodesh, not complete purity or period of holiness? So, Yisroel bar Zavdi and Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman Chadmar Alsem Fon said, "Afilu kama asat hakodesh." Even though he made severe, great inroads and did much in order to rectify the Beis HaMikdash, erect the Beis HaMikdash and keep the good Beis HaMikdash running properly, so nevertheless, lo yotze de taras HaKodesh, it's never enough. You can never be too much involved in Kodesh. It's always more work to do and more involvement to have. Okay?
What do you want to say, Dr. Snow?
It reminds me of the expression, you can't be, you can never be too thin or too rich.
But,
you can never have not enough.
Similar idea, that's right. Zayas Gemara, the Chorona Gemara, the other said, I feel called Maisim Toivim Shoasa, even though all the good deeds that Shlomo HaMelech did, led to the Taras HaKodesh, he still didn't reach the level of purity which is required for things which have to do with Kodesh. Now, Ksiva says in Divrei Yomim there about Chizkio in this episode where when they got rid of all the tumah, it says Vayochelu Bechol Chodesh Rishon, they began doing this eradication, systematic eradication of the Zohar and Eretz Yisrael on the first day of Nisan. Ksiva says Vayom Shishah Sar Lachodesh Rishon Kolu, they finished on the 16th day of Nisan. Why can they do it all in one day? Why did it have to take so long? So Ravidi said, it's because the engraven images of the Kastim are literally engraven. They're carved out, so therefore they're very hard to knock out. Right, they have more time in order to knock out all those engraved images. And Kormir says a strange thing. He says, Chashacha kukim b'sheishor, which means like disappearing ink. So they were hard to find. That's why it took so long. Okay? Yeah. Like a disappearing ink. They couldn't see very well. What?
It isn't getting.
Yeah, and the sugya, like at the end of the first paragraph, where it talks about
right.
I think it's over there. Okay. In any event, that's Korban Eitz throws in the word Sheishor. Now, back to Chizkiya for a minute. Shisha Dvarim also Chizkiya. Six things Chizkiya did. Melchiyuda, king of Yehuda, al shlosha odulo, on three they conceded the point him, al shlosha odulo, on three they did not concede the point him. Gira Atzomos Aviv, he dragged his father the length of the streets, like Mussolini, you know, like his father was a big Russia, Ochoz, so he dragged him the length of the streets. Okay? So that was good. They liked that. This is on the Bavli. He does. Oh, he doesn't. You're right. Yeah. Sanhedrin. I think it might be Chelek or the Perek before. So it's the second to last. You know, it'll take you a long time to finish Chelek. But it's the second last Perek, I think. There's two other places in Shas, actually. I'm not sure if that's the only place or is, or even if I'm right about that, but somewhere in Sanhedrin. So Shishu Dvorim Otsu Chizkiya Melch Yudah Shlo 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 Three Day Kazitem Ashu Shlo Shlo Three Day Did Not Girat Thomas Avi Bodolo. They liked the fact that he dragged his father the length of the street. Kiseis Nechash Nechoshes. He chopped down the or ground up the metal snake which Moshe Rabbeinu had made for the made for the people to look at when they got spitten by snakes in the Midbar. Bodolo, they liked that. Gana Salish of Rules, he hid a booklet of medicine so people would daven or because there was witchcraft involved, and it's not clear exactly which reason. Rodolo, they like that. What does it say there? Oh, yeah, okay, but those aren't Chizkiya's remedies. Those are later their remedies. Al-Shloshalo Udolo, they did not concede to him. Stam, Sosa Meme Gichon, he closed up the source waters of the Gichon Spring in order to prevent them falling into the hands of an enemy, obviously, but nevertheless, it was not considered to be proper. What? Yeah. So that's a memegicha el blow. You know, when I was on a tour this year in Eretz Yisrael this year, a few days ago, I don't understand exactly the story, but the tour guide, he said that the Gichon's source is in the old city somewhere. So, he said this over to somebody. He said, no, the Gichon source is in some hill overlooking Yerushalayim. I never did Chizkiya's tunnel, so I don't know exactly where it goes. So where does Shlomo go? You might be right. So where does Chizkiya's tunnel go? Yeah, I don't know either. I never did the tunnel, the Chizkiya tunnel.
Did you do your job in this time?
Yeah.
His sister, that my niece is a tour guide. It's right by Salon.
She's a tour guide for her sister? That's all she does?
Well, that's part of a Shewood
Lumi. Okay, but in any event, be that as it may, so this tour guide says that it comes out in the Via Dolorosa. But nobody knows where it is. But there's a Messiah which goes back to that Rizal, that the day the Gichot spring is open, the Mashiach will come. But nobody knows where it is precisely, except that there are a couple of Kubalim who have a Messiah that's somewhere where the Via Dolorosa is. But I don't understand it, because I always thought the Gichot spring comes out somewhere on a hillside. It's brought by Chizkiya's tunnel to Yerushalayim. I'm just making this up because I never took the tunnel. And then in Yerushalayim, it's the pool, the Shiloh, which is outside the city now, which is the culmination. And but somebody said to me, no, any spring which has an upper outlet has to go down river and go down a lower outlet. You can't just culminate in a pool, because otherwise the pool would overflow. So he thinks maybe what the tour guide meant is that the where it goes back down on the ground, that's in Via Doloroso. I don't know. Okay? So in any event, be that as it may, so he closed up the Gihon and made a tunnel or something like that in order to get to it. You're right, so Shlomo Melch obviously didn't make a tunnel. I know exactly what Shlomo Melch did. Because that was just fine. Okay. Yeah. That's what it said. Because he didn't like it because he was closing up water from people who had to travel. It's not nice.
But here's the
sausage.
But they call it that Chizkio's cave.
Or, I think so. Maybe I'm wrong about that. Kitzitzos Eichel, he cut off the doors of the Eichel and sent it to the king of Bavel. Blow the law, they didn't like that because the Chul Hashem and Paul. Even Nisan also made Nisan in a leap month. Trinissa Lowe didn't like that as well. Okay? So it depends if it's on its proper time or not its proper time. Says more further. Aim out as a sort of codem. You can't make a leap year before Rosh Hashanah. Vimi brua animal bears, it doesn't work. The pronouncement has to be made after Rosh Hashanah. I will now talk with the under pressure so that it's kinushu ma'arim also achar Rosh Hashanah. You can do it immediately after Rosh Hashanah. You don't have to wait. Yad avo b'chem. But nevertheless, even though you announce an imminent leap year, animal bear adar, the only time when the only month that should be a leap month is adar, not any other month. Rabbi Omer, Nisan lo nisar mi yomav. Nisan was never made a leap month. Now, this doesn't mean there was no Nisan days. When he said Nisan never had how many days? What's a leap month? 30. Right, never had 30 days. Nisan always has 29 days. So that's more, how can you say this? What? You said 30 days? It is, you're right. No, today was 27th, wasn't it? Wasn't it 27th? Are you right? Today was 28th. Wasn't it allegedly Yom HaShoah today? It was yesterday.
Today was Yom HaShoah. Yes.
So today was, that's always Chav Zayin, you said. No. Today, Mr. Zuga, today's Chav Zayin. Rosh Chodesh is Lamed, that's Friday. Oh, that's what you meant. Okay, today the 2 to 3 7 years, because I think today it's... So now you're right, so now we do make this on talk a good point. Okay. So what need do we learn about Chodesh Mizmano? It says if the month comes it's the right time. So it says Imbo, it becomes Loba, it never comes. So Nisan, according to him, which you don't pass like obviously is, never became a leap month. No, you can leave him never 3 days. Rav Martishan is our Miyom. Tishan never has 3 days. Then we learn in Miyom Chodesh Mavor, the month was the leave month. Imhoya, if it was, but Lohoya never happened. Period. Kshakir, what about disproof? Said that the Kshakichos are short of B'usha, when they went down to make a Kiddush HaShonon, or to make Rosh Hashanah and Usha, B'yom Rishon the first day, Avad Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochum, and Broker Shor, Rabbi Yochum, and Broker was the chazan, and he did, but Amar Kediv Rabbi Yochum and Nuri. Eric Rabbi Yochum and Nuri, who said that, what is it? What is Rabbi Yochum and Nuri? No, not here. Sorry. You made in Malchus with Kedusha Sashem. But you said Malchus in Atzok Kadosh. That's what he did. He knew it in his Chazonah stick. And it was the way down. And he said Malchus in Atzok Kadosh, which is not the way we do it. We didn't have Kedusha Sashem according to Yavne. Biyom Hashem, the second day, Omer Rabbi China Breid Rabbi Yosef Gli, Bar Makadiv Rabbi Akiva. He did like Rabbi Akiva. Which is, second day Rosh Hashanah, he did the Umalchius of Brachim Yid Neatso. So when Yoshi Omer Rabbi Chayev Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yosef Gli, Bar Makadiv Rabbi Akiva, which is, Dusha say, oh, Malchus separately. Shigon said, oh, yes, Shikoyach. Kenny didn't knock him beyond, but that was the minute in Yavne as well. Now, be that as it may, Vatani, Kichu Barisha Mashani, says here that there were 2 days Rosh Hashanah, because speak of what happened the first day Rosh Hashanah, and the second day Rosh Hashanah. So says the Gemara, But I get you reach on Uber Shani. In any event, it says here the Ribbon changes gifts a little bit, I don't think it's necessary. He says that it's the first day and second day, right? So it's the first day Rosh Hashanah, second day Rosh Hashanah. So you're going to say never Uber, so how come the 2 days Rosh Hashanah? Now, of course, today we make 2 days Rosh Hashanah on Alvin Bezos Street. But the more soon the 3 days Rosh Hashanah were based on the Yamin and Yamin Al. Right, the 30th was the first day. Okay?
We
make Al and base, not 29 and 30. Okay. It's 29:30. You want to try and stay awake the last 15 minutes. So, hey, then. So, say tomorrow. Rabbi Zirvish and Rabbi Chizkiah said, also Shana Niskalkula. Indeed, that year they had made a mistake. They did Elul Uber, but it was a mistake. Normally, they don't make Elul Uber. Okay? So it says, let's skip 3 lines here. Kichu Kodav Zman Al-Achi Buro, Yom Echot. What if they decide they're going to make a shorter, too short, or too long month? They're going to make a 28-day month or a 32-day month. Yom Echot, they even one day, okay, Uber is that considered to be valid? He were Tam Omer Osa. It says, Osam, Osei Moadai, these are my chosen dates. Ve'en Elohim Moadai, others are not my chosen dates. In other words, Leif Neizmanov, he did it before the time of Choptes, you know what I mean? He tried to make Rosh Chodesh in the next month and the 29th day of the previous month, that doesn't work. Or vice versa, Lachibur, he made it after the maximum 32 days, it doesn't work either. Period. Okay, so that's be either the Jewish month, either 29 or 30 days, not 28 nor 32. Nor 31. So says the Gemara, I know they make limas on Galilees who left, but have not yet arrived in Yerushalayim. In other words, they're on the road, but they're not yet there. How we know that? But then we make a leap month. So it says, my time long ago, the post says, by the Ben Moshe, it's more a day. By the Ben Moshe, by the Ben Moshe, it's more a day, Hashem, of Bnei Yisrael. Moshe spoke out the holidays of Hashem, El Bnei Yisrael. How do we dash in that? I'd say some Wadosho, seen Kol Yisrael. Make the Yom Tovim so the Shiasun goes so the all of Am Yisrael can participate. So therefore, I'm ready to show Ben Nachman. It's only on the way they actually reached the Euphrates River already. They're by Derech. If they didn't leave yet, so then you don't make, don't take them into account. Okay? Sign off to make reservations, you have to be on the way, that makes it, gives capacity a leap year. You know, it's Taka, it was on Yerushalayim, on Cholomoy, it's amazing. The amount of massive Aliyah Larego, Stam Israelis, secular, religious, you know, of all sorts who come on Aliyah Larego, just to be there. It most gratifies me because Israelis actually stop me in the street and ask me directions. So obviously I look Israeli and I look knowledgeable, which makes me feel good. Okay.
We're probably going to the mall.
No, they come to the coast. So it's really remarkable how many Chilonim actually came to the coast. Yeah. They just come and cops don't let any cars get. You have to walk. You can't just get. You can't drive into the old city. They don't let you. I'm Chilomoy. You park like miles away and then just come walking. It could be they're stopping by bread on the way down by the arrows. I don't know.
That's why they're going. They're going to the old city.
Okay.
76% of the people have
Super Bowl. It really is. Israel is a Jewish state, really. You know, just. On the bus stops, you go in certain neighborhoods, there's this ad on the buses. On the bus stops, you know, they have commercial advertising, so it says, Kisui Rosh Zechova, Ava Kaskasim Zelo. Danger. You gotta cover your hair, but you don't have to have danger. Very cute, yeah. Not exactly the advertising song you expect in the Chutzpah. Alright. Says Mark, I don't know. Maybe talk about the Andrew Fizachim. Not sure about that. Anyway, says Mark, Am I even that's showing up the El of Yehuda? You don't because the basin only says to be Shana in Yehuda, not in gold. Avimi Rubagov doesn't gold move bears. It's okay. Works. Hey, Rabbeinu Yishono, Imene Yecholi Sar Yehuda. There's some problem, I guess, political or that you know, military in Yehuda. So then. Marvin is sub goalie doing goalie. Marvin is the short of a goalie, and that's what he says. He's not supposed to do goalie being reproved, but he did it. You send judgment there, and may leap year move bears to works. Marvin is the short of a chutzah, it's got to the chutzah either. Be reproved, but even if you did it, animal bears, it doesn't work at all. Now that's why Bishchol Marvin, so there's someone there to saw they can do it. Nobody in Eretz Yisrael they could sit because they're in danger. They can't make the reckonings. Rabbi Yisrael Chutzah can do in Chutzah Eretz as well. But having Messiah, Yirmiyah, the prophet, Yira Chutzah Eretz, either the Chutzah Eretz Yecheskel, Yira Chutzah Eretz, Baruch Hu's Yecheskel's Talmud, Yira Chutzah Eretz, Hananiah ben Achir Rabbi Yehoshua, Yira Chutzah Eretz, either the Chutzah Eretz as well. Now, the story is like this. Shachle Rebbe, Rebbe Yeshua, Shachle Rebbe. Now, Rebbe is only Rebbe, I don't know if you, but the Achronim all say here from the other names in the story can't be read for Rabbi Yonos. It's got to be Rishon Gamliel, as we shall see. So Rishon Gamliel sent a message to Chutz Lawrence. He sent three messages, actually. Who were actually greater at one point than the Tanoim in Eretz Yisrael. They were very, very big, very, very chosh. They were still from the generation, the previous generation, seems they're all, you know, top guns. Okay, and that's going to be critical to the story here. So he sent them a message. Shogli Rabbi Tlasi and Gabriel Rabbi Yitzharim Nosson. Bechara Kosav Likdusha Schanani. What he wrote to Echener Beit Rabbi Yeshua was very chosh. And it seems that Echener Beit Rabbi Yeshua was sent to Chutzorts with these messages, although it's not 100% clear from the story. Bechara Ksiv, and the other says, Gedoyim Sheinachlin Asim Kiyoshim, you left young, you Rabbi Yitzharim Nosson, you left young kids when you looked at Eretz Yisrael, now they become old goats. It's all leading up to the point. He's trying to say that we now can be Ma'abra, we're taking over to be Ma'abra Sharnim in Eretz Yisrael. Till now, you guys do chutzot because there's nobody in Eretz Yisrael to do it, but we're now capable of doing it. We're going to take back charge again. Yeah, no, but he says it was Shimon Gamliel. Yeah. Who was, I don't remember Shimon Gamliel coming before and Gamliel after him. All gets mixed up, right. But I think Shimon Gamliel is Gamliel's son. And that was Rebbe's father. Who was Rebbe's father? Wasn't Shimon Gamliel Rebbe's father? Yeah, I know it's Rebbe Gamliel talking the younger Rebbe Gamliel, but the one in Shas is the younger Rebbe Gamliel usually. If I recall correctly. Anyway, you're right, it is confusing. But in any event, so wherever this was, sent the message that we're bigger now. The Chara Kosev, and it says, so he sent these three messages in succession. The Chara Kosev, one he wrote, if you don't like it, say go to the desert of the thorns, the Teshech, and you can slaughter Karbanas. And the Chunion, who was one of the Chashmonoim, who did things wrong, Chonio built a base of Mitzvah in Alexandria, Zorik, he'll throw the blood for you. So if you guys don't listen to what we say about Ibrahim Shani, you're going to create a rift in Am Yisrael, just like the people in Alexandria made their own temple and caused a rift in Am Yisrael. You have to listen to what we say about the Luach. That's what he's saying to that. Okay? So in any event, now we're Shin Gamliel saying these messages to Bob. Now he sent them in succession. He didn't send all these messages at once because he wanted to break them down gradually. Okay? So what happened is first, they still got the first message and they read it. Then the Yaisa sent a message and they read it. Slice. So when they got the third message, then they were upset. The boy of Asatun, they wanted to pronounce that they did not hold the shliach here. Armin Lay, so they said to the Rabbi Yitzhak Nosson, Lay said, you can't do that. The Kfar Ikrasunun, you already, Ayakratun, they already gave us covet. So now you can't take away their covet. So therefore, now you gotta listen to us also in the other two areas, and you have to stop being Ma'aber Choshon and Chutzot. You have to give it over to Anshe Eretz Yisrael. Okay? So says the Gemara, Armin Lady said, and they made fun. They said, come Rabbi Yitzhak V'Kakorah, he said, poo poo! See with the rice that says in Torah point to you guys, Eilu Mo'adi Chanani ben Achid Rabbi Yoshua. He's the only to Chanani, the son of Rabbi Yeshua. Now it seems the Chanani ben Rabbi Yeshua was the messenger. I don't know if he made, it says he was Ma'abr Shon Chutzot, I don't know if it was after this episode, before this episode, but he was the messenger. So Rabbi Yitzhak wanted to shtach him, he said, huh? Who made you boss? In other words, it says Yom Tov and Shchanani Beit Yeshua determines. Okay, so the Gemara says no. Armalei say said Moyadei Hashem. They're the Moyadei Melakosh Baruch Hu. The base in Eretz Yisrael. They're just the conduit. Armalei Tabiyatim said, "Come, Rabbi Nosson Bashlam." When Rabbi Nosson came, he fulfilled the following perspective, which is not a puzzle, but is our perspective in Bavel. Ki mi Bavel Ketzei Teilo. Udvar Hashem in Har Fakoy. It's an amazing statement, right? No. Mi Lakewood Tate Teira Udvar Hashem Ibora Park. That's what he said here. Me Lakewood Tate Torah. The Torah will come out of Lakewood and the God of Word of God from Borough Park. That's what I say. On my way, I said, Chir Ben Yeshua. Again, I think that Tim was responding. He said, Nay! Ki Mitzil Tate Torah. Dvar Hashem Yushalayim. The word of Torah comes out from Tzion Yushalayim. Armor alone, so he said to them, Gabon! This is still him talking. Torah is by us, not by you. Also, Rabbi Yitzchak was upset. The Kavali went to complain. The Kavali complained, Rabbi Chanan Ben Yeshua, Gabi Rabbi Yehuda Ben Becerra, Ritzim, by Rabbi Yehuda Ben Becerra, Ritzim, it seems like it was the greatest sage in Chutz Lawrence, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Becerra. So he went to complain to him. We have to follow them. I don't know what I left there. In other words, I left Eretz Yisrael, he says. And he, of course, has Rabbi Nelson, his compatriot, to be very big. And he says, I don't know what I left there. Where are the big guys? Who says they're as smart as I am? I know the cheshbon of Kiddush HaChodesh better than anybody else in the world. I can make Kibur Shana Chutz Lawrence. That Rabbi Yehuda Ben Maseir, that's what Rabbi Yitzchak said, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Maseir. So says the Gemara back. He said Rabbi Yehuda Ben Maseir back. Mikavon, do I my, listen to what he's saying. He said, good answer. He says, good comeback. Anyway, listen, Mikavon, do I my sister say, Lo Chachmi de Kavosi. I don't know if people know the Luach like me. Right, Yishmun Lay. So, for that reason, you have to listen to them. Why? Became under Ino Mechachachomim Mechashva the Kavosi Yishmalon. Just if they're smart as you, you have to listen to them. Adrabi, even your motive, that maybe they don't know as well as me, but maybe they know a little bit less well. That's sufficient. In other words, were they talking about Eretz Yisrael, Burim, Amaratzim? So maybe you'd be right. But if you, in Eretz Yisrael, they're not Burim, Amaratzim, they might know a little bit less than you, but primarily they do know, so you have to follow them. Okay? So just because you yourself stumbled when you said, they don't know as well as me, but that indicates that they do know to a certain extent. Okay? This needs to be a riot, a little bit like Reb Sadia Gaon's position. That theory involves you to be Mekadosh Ladoshim. But you have to have, actually, in order to do so, you have to have that the ultimate chokhmah of the Mekadosh Ladoshim is there, and not anywhere else. Okay? If involves Eretz Yisrael, they also know even a little bit less. So in Rabbi Yehuda Ben Maseir still to be an Eretz Yisrael. So obviously this created a rift in the Luach at that time. So then listen, when it come, the Ruach of Susi, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Maseir went and rode his horse. Hang the Matamata, wherever he got there, he told them we have to follow the Luach of Eretz Yisrael. Hang the low Mata, wherever he didn't come, that Nagi Mekilfo, they were Mekafo themselves, and they did the Luach determined by the Chachmei Bavel, who might have been astronomically right, but were not halachically correct. They had to, because they had to listen to the elders of the rest of the Gola. Rest of the elders of the Gola. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, what does the Yeser mean? B'yaser and Chavim Elayzik Negola. I love them very much, the elders of the Gola. But nevertheless, Chavim Elay Bas Kanan Shemeret, so I love my small daughter in Eretz Yisrael. The Sanhedrin goes to Chutz Lawrence. The small number of Chachamim Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael are superior to the great numbers of Chutz Lawrence. Says more, there's so many Chutz Lawrence, though. Ksiv HaChorash VaMazker, referring to the great Gedolei Torah, Elif, there are 1,000. Vatamar Achid, you're going to say the ones that Eretz Yisrael are more precious? More doesn't answer that. More just leaves that way. Talking that they're more precious. Rabbi Brechim Shem Echabon, Rabbonim, Rabbi Brechim Amar, the Brechim says, Achorash is Elif. Those who silenced others were 1,000, by Mazger, and those who responded to others were another 1,000. Elif. So it's 2,000 coming all together. Rabbonim are cool Elif, they're all together 1,000. Rabbi Brechim Shem Echabon, Elu Chaverim, these are the Tamina Chacham in general. Rabbonim are Elu Buvuti, these are only the officers. But there are many more Tamil Chachamim besides the officers of the group. Rabbi Yeshua can have a Makabu Sadai Ben Tab, Rabbi Yeshua used from Makabu Edo and Kirsha Kodesh Ben Tab. He was having a model and he said, have Yoni Kama Edo's Yotzubech and be careful how much testimony comes out of your mouth. Kama Skarbotim Yetzubechim. Because every month you pay for an entire month. So if it's an extra day, so then all those landlords are getting, you know, more or less rent per day based on their testimony. That's true, even Dina Foshos is based on that. Because the famous Gemara, if a woman is 3 years and 1 day old and she's married, and you have a relation with her, it's skila. If Basin pushes off the month by a day, then there is no skila because she's still a basula. The whole episode of Nara Basula, you know, so she's only bechenek, not be skila. Rabbi, I mean, the person has beer with her. Rabbi Avin says, "Ekrol elokim aliyon akol tokrish baruch onai lokel gomer olai." So Kishpo concludes things based on my say so. Bash Gosh is showing the Amech, she's already 3 days and 1 year, 3 years and 1 day old. Niluchu Basin Labro, but Basin adds a day. The Suli Chosin. The Suli come back for that 1 day. In Rilab, and if not, they don't add on a day. Very famous Gemara, and Chosin, the Suli don't come back. He has in the Suvas and the Ushama. So everything is contingent on Basin say so. Not just what the Aloch is, but also what the Matzius is going to be in terms of Basul and Chosin, not Basul and Chosin. Okay, we'll stop here.